This is episode number 553, Redefining Masculinity with myself and Andy Frisella.
Welcome to the School of Greatness. My name is Lewis Howes, former pro athlete turned lifestyle entrepreneur. And each week we bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover how to unlock your inner greatness. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let the class begin.
Welcome back, guys. Very excited about this. We are 1 week away from the book launch. That's right. The Mask of Masculinity is out in 1 week. If you haven't got your copy yet, make sure to go get it at maskofmasculinity.com, or you can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and all the good places online, my friends. Go pre-order a copy of your book. It's going to be a game changer. And today we've got a very special episode. I recently went on my good friend Andy Frisella's podcast, the MF CEO, and we went deep talking about both of our experiences as a man and what it means to be a man today versus what we were taught growing up. Now, Andy is one of the most manly looking dudes you'll ever meet. Got the beard, got scars on his face from a knife fight he was in. He's, you know, just a massive, strong guy. He talks like the typical guy you might think of, and but one of the sweetest, kindest human beings I've ever met. So even though he may look like your typical, let's say, jock, workout, alpha man, he doesn't define himself as that, and he doesn't come off that way. When you're in person with him, when you're connecting with him, when you really connect to his heart, he lives a life of service. And we wanted to talk about how you can still be a man today, still live the way you want to live, still act the way you want to act, but also be more than just a selfish person or a person that's just out to get what he or she wants. And really about building something bigger, something more meaningful with your life. And what it means to be a man and redefining masculinity in today in our society right now. His audience was going crazy for this episode, and I got so many messages that I felt like I wanted you guys to hear this as well. So we are republishing part of the episode. We've cut it down. We're publishing part of the episode, and we've got the full transcript over at lewishowes.com/553 as well. So you can go read or download the PDF transcript over there if you guys are interested in that. And if you would like me to do more transcripts, just send me a message over at support@schoolofgreatness.com. And what we covered in today's episode was what win-win actually means and why it's so important. Also, the difference between focusing on purpose versus focusing on winning. Big concept I had to learn a few years back. Also, what makes a true alpha male? We both talk about what it means to be a true alpha male. Why being authentic and showing your humanity creates trust. And also how vulnerability makes you more competitive. So a lot of things that are contradictory to what some of us guys thought about growing up. And we talk about kind of the pros and cons of all the different types of masculine stereotypes out there and how you can rise above them to really create change in the world. Super pumped about this. Before I dive in, want to give a shout out to our fan and review of the week. This is from Sunflower Love, who said, "These podcasts have brought so much joy to my life. I'm generally doing something while I listen, mainly yard work, and I find that I'm going back to listen again and pay closer attention because I'm so touched by the lessons and stories. Lewis has a true talent in the art of the interview, and he digs deep and invites his subjects to talk deep and share with the listener skills and encouragements. At the close of the interview, I feel as I've been given a gift." Thanks, Lewis. I'm a huge fan. So Sunflower Love, thank you. And hope you enjoyed the shout out for being the fan and the review of the week. If you guys want a chance to be shouted out on the podcast, all you got to do is go to your podcast app or iTunes and leave a review over there, and you'll be in the running for a shout out for next week. All right, guys, I'm excited about this one. Again, if you enjoyed this one, make sure to share with your friends. Tag me on Instagram and Twitter at Lewis Howes. Give some shout out love to Andy Frisella as well. And go check out his podcast when you're done with this one. All right, guys, without further ado, let's dive into this one, Redefining Masculinity with myself and Andy Frisella.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. you can earn 4x points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4x points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
The reason I wanted to do this was because, you know, the publisher for my last book was like, okay, let's do like a business or marketing book. And I was just like, you know what?
One of the 50 million out
there. Yeah. And right. I was just like, you know what? I'm just not feeling it. And what I'm feeling is the thing that I talked about once on my podcast and started to open up a little bit about that is actually making the biggest impact to my audience,
right,
is this topic. And you know, I didn't know that these crazy racial marches and gender wars and political dysfunction and challenges that are happening in the country. And now with the Vegas shooting, it's like I wasn't aware 2 years ago when I was started writing this book that all this was going to be happening. And I feel like so much of the tension,
anger,
and anger and stress, it's coming from men. It's starting from men who don't feel safe within themselves, who feel insecure, who are afraid, and they lead with, I need to win. Dude, I need to be right. Dude, I need to kill.
You took the words out of my mouth. Like, I was just going to say, I swear this is what I was going to say. People are too worried about winning because they want to look a good way as opposed to solving a problem.
That's it, man.
And so they vent that. They use the win as the expression of they're smarter, they're better, they're stronger.
The right.
Exactly. Yeah. Dude.
And it's killing the world.
Society.
It's killing, you know, with politics, when there's not a place of how can we all win together? Right. How can we find the solution, like you said?
That's right.
With marriages are going apart more than ever right now. I'm sure you're seeing this in religion. It's like more tension ever within marriages, falling apart. It's more tension ever between like gender wars. There's more tension with our environment.
Dude, I have this. I purposely avoid political discussions on social because
I don't. Yeah, I don't.
The reason is because literally finding someone who is willing to have a discussion about a solution is literally almost impossible
without them needing to be right.
We want. Yeah. That's exactly right. It's this polarizing argument about race or politics or whatever, when in reality, we all want the same thing.
Yeah.
We all want the same thing. You can't win the argument. That's not an argument. You can't win a discussion. A discussion is about us coming to a solution.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
You know, and I just had a DM with a really good friend of mine who's a black guy, and we were going back and forth about a certain video about a cop, and we were talking about, you know, he posted it and, you know, he used the hashtag Black Lives Matter. And it was very like, he was saying, you know, if this had been a black dude, they would have shot him. And I wrote him back. I said, bro, I said, you're a major influence in the world. I said, and this guy's, if I say his name, you guys know who he was. Mm. I said, you're a major influencer. You realize that putting that message out is dividing people, not putting people together. I want the same thing you want. Why do people want the same shit you want? You know, you have to quit eating what people are feeding you and start thinking on your own about what you're putting out. And the reason he did that is because he's angry on the inside about the situation, you know, and we don't have to win these arguments with each other. We have to figure out how to come together and solve the problem. And dude, what you're saying is so true. When it comes to, I mean, dude, we're going to get into all kinds of business aspects here in a minute.
Yes.
But when it comes to online communication, there's very few discussions. It's a lot of arguing. And it's the reason is because people feel like they have to assert their intelligence through comments, you know? Yeah. And the truth of it is most of us want the same shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? We want to be united. We want to think the same things. And just because you poke a hole in something I said that I took out of context, it doesn't make you look smart.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So many people like to do that because that's the only way they get any traction.
And my whole life was built around that, where I needed to prove everyone wrong.
Right.
And I used to be love these quotes.
I still have that big, I still have that in me.
No, I get it. Right?
I got a big chip.
It's still there too, but it's like, I used to love on Instagram would be like, prove them wrong. That was like my greatest, like,
yeah.
I used to love seeing that and posting that. And then I realized my whole life has been to prove everyone else wrong.
Right.
The freaking 8-year-old boys that picked me last, the man that sexually abused me,
yeah.
Whatever, just like teachers, coaches, just like, I always had this mentality, I'm going to prove them wrong. And I did.
Yeah.
I became an all-state.
But then what?
Exactly.
Okay, so.
Such unfulfillment inside.
Well, I think it depends.
And then I had to go after something else to like continue proving wrong.
I think that, and I say this a lot, I think negativity is very underrated in terms of how much it could propel you in life.
The most powerful, yes.
But I feel like that when you go from, and dude, I talk about this a lot. You have to evolve from that and you have to go through the process. And eventually, and this is how it was for me, and you tell me if you agree or disagree, eventually you go from being motivated, because I still am motivated by this shit. I'm not going to even deny it.
I get it.
And, but I'm more motivated and by purpose.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I've gone from trying to prove my only motivation in life being to prove everybody wrong.
Yep.
To where now I'm like, so far past all the people that I was like trying to prove wrong.
Now you're lifting others up.
That's right.
And
now I found a purpose. And
yes.
And a lot of people, if you never make that so if you tell a guy who's 20 years old that it's wrong to be motivated by negativity, they're going to think there's something wrong with that because I think a lot of people are. But if you also tell them, hey, be motivated by purpose, I think that's a natural evolution people have to go through.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think?
I think it is. I mean, I think you have to be fully self-aware and be able to realize it, because I probably heard that a million times, but it never landed with me.
Dude, I never knew what it meant.
I didn't either.
What does that even mean?
I heard win-win. I never knew what win-win was until 4 years ago.
Right.
I didn't know that I could win and everyone else could win around me.
Right.
I was like, no, there's only one winner.
But that's also your sports background too.
Exactly.
Right.
But I was like, there's always one winner.
Right.
You either win or you lose.
And what you learn, and dude, you and I, we talked about this before. When you get in business and success, everybody can win.
Everyone. There's so much abundance.
How many other dudes do you know that own supplement companies that are killing it?
A million supplement companies.
Exactly.
I know like 30 of them.
And dude, I'm friends with all the dudes.
Exactly.
We're all friends.
Yeah.
We're like, hey, bro, how's this working for you? Yeah. Oh, it's working like this for me. You know, like when you get into that next level of thinking and you go from wanting to kill everybody, which, dude, is extremely powerful motivation, and I'm not knocking it because that's my DNA, to... Because, like, dude, when it comes down to it and we get in a competition, I'm going to win.
Right.
Like, or die. Like, it's just the way I am. But I have become so focused on purpose that now it makes sense. Like, what I'm doing makes sense. When I was trying to prove everybody wrong and that was exclusively my motivation.
That was your purpose.
It didn't make sense. And like you said, you're unfulfilled and you're angry. But once you start to find a purpose and you start to see the good you're doing and you start to see the results you're producing for other people, now you get into a situation where you're fulfilled because it's not just about you.
Yeah.
It's about everybody around
you. And when you achieve by proving everyone else wrong, you still say, oh, but it doesn't feel good. It's not enough. I need more.
Right.
I need to build a bigger empire to continue to prove people wrong.
Right.
And it's never going to feel fulfilling like we're talking about. But when you have the purpose on it and a mission to lift others up, you can finally celebrate your victories and celebrate the good that you're doing and be like, look at this person's life that's changed because of what we created in our company.
And dude, I don't know how much you believe, and I don't think we've ever talked about this, but I don't know how much you believe in like the law of attraction. I imagine you probably.
Yeah. I believe in abundance. You know, right. I believe in abundance.
So that's what I was getting at. So I do believe in abundance. And I do believe that like just because I'm successful, it doesn't mean that the dudes that on it or the dudes at Visalis, or the dudes at other companies.
BioTrust and all these other guys.
Can't kill it too.
Yeah.
And I'm happy for them.
Yeah.
And you know why? Because I see them doing it and I'm like, I can do it too. Yeah. And they see me doing it and they think the same. So like, it's all a synergistic energy that people put out and it creates positivity and results. Exactly. If that makes sense.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, Gary just said in one of his posts that he doesn't believe in the law of attraction. He thinks it's bullshit. I disagree.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing. I could tell you a million stories. I could tell you a million stories. Uh-huh. I have too much proof to not believe it.
Yeah.
And there's shit that I can't explain. And that could be a whole nother episode. Yeah. But.
And if you're attracting proving people wrong.
Yeah.
It's going to attract that negative energy in your life.
Anxiety.
Stress.
Right.
Not good enough. Exactly. Needing more.
And like, I think that, you know, if I'm being honest, I'm a little of both.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No. Like, I understand how to play both. Yeah. I'm far less prove people wrong than I used to be because now I'm confident with who I am. And I don't really feel like I'm like, all right, well, I'm doing this. I can name out the highlight reels, whatever.
Right.
But I feel like I've proved it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's not.
Who else do you need to prove wrong?
Right. Yeah. Now it's more it's about yourself. Now it's about the mission. It's about the purpose.
And I think the more you lean that way, you're going to see
you
guys just launch into a whole new direction.
Yeah, dude, you could see it.
And you're going to see the energy shift. Your
right.
People are going to feel better. They're going to feel like the purpose as well.
Right.
As opposed to like Andy's like tension of like needing to prove someone wrong.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, I still, you know, I mean, I don't know that as athletes and guys. Yeah, of
course. Still be competitive.
Right. So that's something I want to address about this. So this is a really good tie in to what the book is about is, you know, some people will read The Mask of Masculinity and they're going to assume, especially manly dudes, they're going to assume the book is like how to be a pussy. Right. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Because like that's how they see it. And that's the whole point. Mm-hmm. The point is that. There is a balance of being a male or an alpha male. Like, dude, first of all, I think people who try to be alpha male, you're not alpha.
Right.
Dude, the way you become alpha male is by helping other motherfuckers.
That's it, man.
You know what I'm saying? And
just
being
took the words
real.
Out of my mouth.
Like you said about people trusting you when you show the vulnerability. I was just having this discussion with my wife this morning. We were in a bathroom and I was getting ready. She's like, what do you got going on? I don't really tell her. Like when I'm home, I'm home.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I go, I got Lewis in town. We're going to talk about his book, you know, this and that. And she's like, oh, that's going to be good. And I'm like, yeah. I said, you know, the thing is that, and we got in this like 5-minute discussion. I'm like, you know, so many people now, it's popular now to have these dudes out there like teaching other people how to be men.
Right.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to go chop wood and build a campfire and be fucking and have a man to be a man. And like,
wear a beard.
Right. Exactly. Now, hey, I'm all about the beards. Yeah. But like, it has nothing to do with who I am as a man,
right.
You know? And, I started explaining, I said, you know, one of the reasons, I'm very fortunate and you are too, to have an extremely loyal fan base.
Yes.
Like our fan base at the MFCEO project and my personal brand is so loyal and so dedicated. And I told her, I said, you know, it has to do with the fact, like and I'm not going to name his name. We talked about another guy we both know who likes to be a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that particular person likes to pretend like he's on another level than everybody else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the reason that people are loyal to us in our personal brands and in business.
Approachable. We're on the same level.
Dude, we're human.
Yeah.
We show people that we're human.
Yeah.
We show people that, hey, look, dude, I'm not any different than you. I have my struggles. I have my setbacks. I have my little victories too. I have my bad days. I don't want to do anything. I have my good days where I'm on all cylinders. Mm-hmm. And people look at that and they're, you know, and it's so much more believable because it's true.
Relatable too.
Because it's true.
Because people don't believe anything that's too polished.
No.
Especially nowadays with social media.
So that's what we're going to get into, like the branding aspect. Like all you people out there, and this goes for women too, that try to pretend like you're perfect and you're above and you're this and you're that, because there are a few people out there who have managed to build a good following who do that shit. That's the old way.
Mm-hmm.
The new way to build a true tribe and a true following is to let people know who exactly you are.
Yeah.
Let people know the shit that you've gone through. Let people know the struggles you have. And you know why that creates trust? Because they know it's the truth.
The most engaged photo I have on my Instagram, except for like a couple that went viral for whatever reason, is me opening up about being sexually abused.
Yeah.
And like the fear I had around, you know, sharing it and things like that. I just posted it, you know, like a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I saw it.
And it got like 1,000 comments. And yeah. Someone else made the graphic for me for Goldcast, made it for a video.
Yeah.
And I didn't even make it, but I was like, oh, maybe I'll share this.
Yeah.
And people were like, and I've shared this again years ago on my podcast, but I have a whole new audience that doesn't know this about me.
Yeah.
And it's not like I'm talking about it every day.
Dude.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just on a different subject, do you repost content, repurpose it consistently?
From like 3-6 months ago?
That's what I do.
No one's looking at stuff.
Right. And I get people who are like, dude, we've seen this 4 times. I'm like, bro, I got 100 extra thousand people here who haven't.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, and for me, I'm like, huh, always having the polished stuff. Sure, it's nice to show like the highlight reel, but again, there's so many of those big Instagram followers or brands that just have highlight reel after highlight reel, and they're losing engagement and following.
Dude, because it's bullshit, and everybody knows it.
Yeah, exactly. Your life isn't that great.
You know, exactly. you know that.
Or you make me feel bad all the time.
Right. There's something wrong with me.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Dude, I just talked about this a few podcasts ago. About some of the other entrepreneurs out there where they act like they're on fucking level 20 every day, all day, and they're fucking not. I know they're not because they fucking text me.
Yeah.
It's like the people who ask Emily if she gets daily motivational talks from you.
Like, dude, people will ask my wife. They're like, oh, what's it like living with him? I bet you're always motivated. It's like, look, dude, here's the reality.
He's stressed out.
When I go home, she's the one picking me up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Of course.
And that's what people don't understand. And
then there's even the worst is the $30,000 millionaires, which are guys or girls that don't have any money. Well, they don't have any money who are wearing $50,000 watches, you know, driving the cars, and they can't afford it.
Bro, I got targeted with a fucking watch ad, I don't know, 2 or 3 days ago that was all fake fucking like APs, Rolexes, Hublots, like all fake shit. And then, dude, I could talk about that for 5 fucking hours. These kids who are like, join my mastermind, my life mastermind, you're 19. Yeah. I'm like, bro, you're 19.
Right.
You don't know your fucking ass from your elbow.
Right.
Like, you think you do. That's what being 19 is about. Right. You know what I'm saying? I thought that too, man. I'm not knocking your hustle. I appreciate it. But how about this? Go out and build something and then share that story.
Exactly.
Dude, I get so frustrated with that.
Yeah.
The internet's so predatory, especially in the entrepreneur space, because you have so many people that are talking about shit that they're just watching Gary or they're watching Grant or they're watching us and they're just regurgitating that shit in some program.
Right.
It's like, bro, you haven't lived it. And living it and talking about it is two different things.
Yeah.
And everybody knows it.
Exactly. Yeah.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, oh yeah, or I can't believe it, or booyah. But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too. In person or on the phone with your local agent or on statefarm.com where their award-winning app, State Farm, lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. Like when you're trying to buy tickets for the best seat at your favorite team's big game. Or when you're hiring for your business and you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. With ZipRecruiter, you can find qualified candidates fast. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology technology starts showing you qualified people for it. And I believe finding the right team member is one of the most important steps in setting up my company for success. We like to ensure our new hires will be a good fit before they're even on the team. So I am grateful that I have ZipRecruiter's help when we want to grow the team fast. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
You know, I was going to say real quick, for the people who don't share things, the girls on Instagram, the ones who travel.
Oh, no.
Like, dude, imagine what they're not showing or what
like
they're
the,
not
like the
70-year-old
dude.
Dude, yeah.
That brought him sponsor. On the trip. So I was going to say that. And at First Form, we have a number of athletes and influencers that promote the brand all over Instagram.
Right.
My biggest challenge, and these are people that have anywhere from 100,000 to up to 11 million, 12 million followers.
Right.
My biggest challenge with those people has been to have this discussion with them.
Really? Because like, they're always looking perfect,
yes,
aren't they?
But if you read their captions when they post about First Form, they're talking about the real shit. Mm. And so, like, my biggest victory this year has been to, like,
that's funny,
just get these people to step out because they were so unwilling to do that.
Make them look human, like you were saying earlier.
And everything's photoshopped, touched up.
Every single one of them that has listened and done it has come back to me and been like, dude, this is awesome. I love this. I love being a part of this brand.
Because they're getting real interaction now.
You guys allow me to tell the truth. Nobody else wants to see the truth. Everybody wants to see the highlight reel. Mm-hmm. And like, dude, they're all so appreciative of being a part of it because, dude, they've been taught, if you paid attention to Instagram for the last 3 years, that's what we've been taught. We've been taught perfection. We've been taught the highlight reel. You follow the high-end entrepreneurs. They're always showing their toys and this and that. And very few of them tell their story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the story of the struggle is where the value is, man.
It is.
That's where the connection comes from. You know, if you're an aspiring influencer, you listen to this, which I know a lot of them do, whatever space you're in, dude, it is good business to be vulnerable.
Absolutely. And I know Vaughn has been wanting to ask this question about, how often do you talk about your struggles or your vulnerabilities? Because you could go the other spectrum, right, Vaughn?
And right, you
say
don't
every
turn
day,
into a whiny.
Every day, like, right. Oh, my life. You don't want to be a victim.
Dude, so that was something I wanted to bring up to
yes.
you.
Yes.
Can I insert real quick?
Yeah.
You guys are hitting everything that I was
so
thinking
of. So you just
of.
Feel the need to speak?
Yeah. Right, I do. No, actually, for the sake of the audience, I want to drive you to answer this question very specifically. Mm-hmm. So you talked about how, Andy said that there's a lot of guys out there that are going to think this book is How to Be a Pussy, right? Yeah. But what strikes me about...
If you steal my question, I'm going to cut your fucking head off.
I won't.
I'm just letting you
But
know.
What strikes me about you, Lewis, is that you've dealt with this, you've embraced this vulnerability, and yet nobody in their right mind is going to say that you became less competitive. So my
That was my fear, yes.
So my question is, how has embracing your vulnerability actually liberated you to be more competitive?
You know, it makes me free. The word that always comes to me is like freedom. I feel freedom, even though, listen, I'm not perfect and I wear these masks still. There's still some that are hard to let go of, but I'm aware of them when they happen. I'll give an example. Yesterday, trying to get here, I left my wallet at home, which I've never done. And so I got to the airport and I realized I didn't have my ID. And I had to get through security like a whole nother back around way and answer all these questions. They pretty much like strip you down naked and like touch you everywhere to make sure you don't have anything. And I missed my flight. They closed the door by 2 minutes. And the TSA is taking forever to get me through. And I'm like, guys, I got to get to the gate. They're going to close the door. They're like, no, you're fine. Like, you got enough time. And I was like, you're wrong. But okay, I'm just going to, go through the process. I get there. No one's helpful for me with the customer support. I see the plane. It hasn't left yet. I'm like, just open the door. Let me through. No one will help me. I wanted to punch a wall. Because I was like, now I got to take an overnight flight to get to St. Louis. You know, I'm pissed at myself for forgetting my wallet. I'm pissed at TSA. I'm like, I want to rage right now. And I'm literally like, how fitting is this that I get to practice what I preach? Well, I get to practice what I'm preaching and not yell at this person that I want to fucking rage at, not punch the wall, kick a trash can over. I was like literally looking at a trash can like, I'm going to break this thing in
half.
Bro,
you got the same fire I got.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I was like, these people are not helping me.
Yeah.
And I just had to breathe.
And you're thinking in your head, like, dude, how stupid is this?
So dumb. And I was like, every part of this process, I was like, yes, I get to take responsibility that I didn't have my ID, but this could have not happened also through their lack of time management when I was there. And I go, you know what? There's nothing I can do in this situation. But getting angrier and making a scene is not going to help me. It's only going to hurt me. So I just breathed and I said, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. And, you know, again, I wear these
masks. How much happier does that make you?
It's so much better. I mean, the rage of like punching something's going to feel good for a moment. And then you're going to be like, why?
I feel like we might not be in the exact same spot in this way, but I feel like we've both gone through this process.
Yes.
And dude, I used to be the exact same way. Like I would freak the fuck out over shit
like,
that was.
And like puff it up and like scream.
Over stupid shit.
Stupid shit.
Like, and now it's like, I literally take pride in letting nothing shake me.
That's good.
You know what I mean?
Like, well, you were just mentioning this about Martin Luther King. Mm-hmm. What was the quote you said?
The quote is, I will hate no man, for I will give no man that power over me.
That's right.
Yeah. That's exactly. Powerful.
Yes. Yeah. But you have to identify and be aware that you're doing that.
Absolutely.
Because it will test every, if you're a competitive, fiery dude,
oh my gosh,
it will test every fiber of
everything.
Your being.
That's why you need to be aware of what the masks are right. First. Now, right. What's the question you're getting to so I can make sure I got
it? Well, the question specifically was, and you answered it to some extent.
Will I be a pussy if I'm...
No, is how is embracing vulnerability actually freed you or liberated you to be even more competitive?
Freedom.
And I have a follow-up
for
that.
It's given me freedom. Which inner peace in my mind is the most powerful thing we can have. Because if we're constantly in anger, rage, disconnection, resentment, whatever it is, then we are constantly giving our power away to something else. And that is going to hold us back from making the most money we want to make, making the impact,
dude,
building the
brand.
You're
spending unnecessary energy on things that don't matter.
That don't matter.
Right.
It's holding you back from your vision of living the life you want to live by reacting to everything else
in
the world.
That's right.
So for me, it's giving me the sense of, and listen, I was a fun, loving guy beforehand. Like I had a lot of passion, joy, but when something triggered those masks, it took over. And it took me days or weeks to like get back to that fun, loving guy. And I was always conflicted. I was like, why am I angry? Like, why do I allow this? Why am I resentful or defensive? Or why haven't I forgiven that person or myself? I just didn't know how to. And it's been a 4-year journey of like learning these things because you don't teach this in school.
No, and nobody talks about it.
Your parents don't teach this to you.
Nobody talks about it.
Especially when they tell you to just be a man and don't cry and all these things.
Honestly, bro, until you and I had started talking about it, I think a lot of people that are very aware, like you and I are both, I would say at 100% awareness, we go through the evolution naturally. Mm-hmm. If you hadn't pointed it out to me like a year ago when we talked about it, I don't know that I would have identified the actual transition. Mm. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
Like I wouldn't have thought about it and said, oh, I went through this major transition. I used to be this way and now I'm this way.
Yeah.
I just thought like I grew up. But
right.
But the reality
there's
of
some
it is,
men that never grow up.
Exactly. And that's what I want
to
talk about.
You got to have the awareness.
So we have two kinds of men. We have the guys. And I feel like when you have all these coaches out there that are teaching other dudes to be men, all right, which is, to me, it's not my cup of tea, whatever. I'm not going to knock anybody's hustle, you know?
Right.
I feel like you have a lot of guys who feel, all right, this is like hard to explain, but when we grow up, your mom tells you, oh, you need to be sensitive and you need to have a big heart and you need to this and that. And then you go to like school and then you start, you're like that. And then all of a sudden you're
getting made fun
picked
of.
On. Right.
Yeah.
So then you go back in your shell and you become the opposite of that. And then most people never evolve from that.
Then you have a girlfriend that tells you to be sensitive as well or open up or show emotion. But then when you do, they're like, I need you to be strong for me right now. So you're like, what do you want me to do? You want me to be strong?
So,
you want me to, you know.
So that's exactly what I want to talk about.
I'll treat you like a dick if you want me to.
No, exactly. Dude, it's not. If girls don't want to be treated like a dick, they want to be challenged. It's totally different. The reason girls date guys who are dicks is because they are a natural challenge to them.
Well, most guys can't make that differentiation.
No. They think, you hear it all the time, girls never want the nice guy. No, they want a nice guy. They want a guy that respects them, but they also want a guy that's going to stand up for himself and not be a bitch.
Course. Yeah.
And challenge them when necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I want. Actually, that's exactly what I wanted to get into because I think looking at, you know, the word masculinity and insinuating that it's, you know, a mask that people wear. there's a lot of dudes that are going to think, well, I don't want to read that book because I'm going to turn into a soppy, cry baby. That's not what this is about, okay? It has multiple benefits in business, like we said, trust, engagement, you know, freedom to make the right choices, freedom to have the confidence to not react emotionally. But in relationships, there's a fine line between being a man and then being the fake man.
Exactly.
Right. And then, so, and I know what I would say to this, but you wrote the book, so I want to hear your take.
Sure.
What would you say to somebody who's, you know, struggling with that? They don't know where the boundaries are.
Well, here's the thing. These masks are things that men wear to one, fit in, and to two, create something to develop more self-worth in themselves. So, for example, this would be something to talk about here. There's one that's called the material mask. There's one that's called the sexual mask. There's one that's called the athlete mask. There's all these different names for these masks that are backed by psychologists who have backed this with research to support this with me. I've done a lot of work with psychologists on this. And I'll give an example. When I was broke on my sister's couch, I said, I'm sick and tired of being broke. I'm going to do whatever it takes to get rich. I'm going to focus on this. I'm going to find rich mentors. I'm going to read every book. I'm going to do anything I can to not be broke anymore. So I put on the material mask and I said, I need to make as much money as I can so I can have the nice things and get off this couch. And it worked. I got rich.
Right.
But here's the thing. Here's the consequence. I gained 60 pounds. I didn't have any relationships. And I was constantly talking about the money I was making to create self-worth for myself.
Right.
To attract like love from other people. As opposed to,
dude,
yeah, I can go make a ton of money, but show it as an inspiration, not as a,
exactly,
I'm here, look at me and all this stuff. Like, and this is a great example for you because I know you have a lot of money and you have nice things and there's nothing wrong with that. It's when the guys who are constantly talking about their nice things to make themselves look good and develop self-worth, you're never going to have enough self-worth. You'll never have enough.
Right.
And you constantly need the bigger thing to feel worthy of people's attention.
And it'll last for literally 5 minutes.
Exactly. And so this is all, again, it's a challenge because these things, when we wear them, they work. We get results.
Right.
But there's also something that's missing.
Right.
Which is this feeling of like, what if all these cars and money went away? Would people still love you?
Exactly.
Or are they there because you have it?
Right.
So if you have nothing in your heart that shows people like you care, you're here to lift others up, it's just me, me, me. Again, the same thing with the sexual mask. When I, you know, was heartbroken when a girl broke up with me, I was like, I'm never again going to let a girl hurt me like this. So I'm going to go have every woman desire me. I'm going to learn all the skills I need to so that women want me.
Right.
I'm going to sleep with as many women as I can and then never commit to them.
Right.
And it worked. I got women to desire me and want me and want to date me and be in a relationship with me. And I continued to be able to sleep with as many as I wanted to, essentially. It became like easier and easier.
Right.
I was like, wow, this is amazing.
Right.
I was getting results.
Right.
But I felt so empty.
And from the outside, most dudes would be like, that guy's
the man. You're the man. Right. But I was like, man, why am I so lonely?
Right.
Why did none of these girls mean anything? Why do I feel like so shitty? Why do I feel like
doing the right thing.
Exactly. And it was never enough.
Right.
There was not many girls that could bring me self-worth.
Right.
And that's what this is all about, is like, how do we discover how to live a purposeful life so that we can make the most money and make the most impact
right.
and feel worthy.
Right. And guys, don't take this as, you know, out of context. And
right.
Lewis is not saying it's not a good thing to have a lot of money.
No, I'm not saying
or it's not a good thing.
I want all the money
to be attractive to women.
Yeah.
Or know how to attract women.
Yes.
You know, like, those are all good things, but you have to utilize them for the right reasons.
Exactly. Exactly.
And, you know, I think, you know, you with guys, you have one of two extremes. Like we have in most situations in life, we have extremes. If you go to politics, we have the right side and we have the left side. If you go to, you know, the country, you've got the North and the South.
Right.
You know, everything, you're going to be able to find a natural 50% divide.
Yep.
And with men, we have it the same way. We have dudes that are overly what they think is masculine. And then we have dudes who are women. And
yes.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm not, you know, for the women that listen, I'm saying that with traditional, stereotypical,
yes.
you
yes.
know, sense. Like, women are typically more emotional and more sharing, more this, or more yes. feminine.
Yeah.
So we have men who are very quote unquote masculine. And then we have women who are, or we have men who act like women and think that that's what's going to attract women mm-hmm. because that's what their moms told them.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny is neither one of them work.
Right.
You know exactly. what I mean?
They're both fake.
Right.
Because you're not being who you truly are.
Exactly.
And that's what it comes down to, is taking off the mask and revealing who you are and being that, being comfortable in your own skin.
Well, dude, just like we talked about creating trust with your followers or your yes. business or your personal brand through sharing your humanity, how do you create wonderful friendships? How do you create amazing relationships with romantic relationships? You do that by being who the f*** you are.
This is so true. I mean, the key to success, I'm sure you would agree with this, the key to success in your life has been the relationships in your life.
No question.
And the key to successful relationships at the highest level is vulnerability, is being who you are, is revealing yourself.
And you shouldn't be embarrassed about that.
Shouldn't be embarrassed.
Right. Like, yeah. like I don't know that there's anything I could truly get embarrassed about because, A. Because
you're comfortable in yourself.
Dude, and I know who I am. I live what I think is a morally correct life. You know what I mean? I don't do things that I don't think are right. And for that reason, when I reflect on myself, you know, that gives me confidence in who I am, makes me feel good. It gives me the ability to connect with other people. And like, dude, if they were to say, you know, like, I mean, even like stupid, like, hey, I shit my pants today. It's like, hey, bro, you know what? I've done that before
yeah,
too.
Exactly.
You know, like, yeah, yeah. like stuff that would be totally embarrassing. Like, you just got to learn to laugh at
it.
And understand that, you know, everybody's gone through these weird things that you go through as being a human being.
Exactly.
And when you share those things and you're real with people without feeling like it's going to damage you, you become somebody who other people will naturally connect with and follow because they emulate to have that same sort of freedom.
Right, right. And I wanted to, I know you had another question. I didn't want to cut you off.
No, you guys are just reading my mind.
Okay.
You pretty much answered everything.
Okay,
my follow-up question.
I want to respect your...
I mean, yes and no. I'll just state it and you can add whatever layer you want to it, is that, you know, I'm in fourth grade, I'm in church, I'm getting tired, my eyes closed, my mom, you know, elbows me and she says, quit falling asleep. And I say, oh, I'm praying, Mom. So from the outside, two completely different things. From the outside, yeah. two completely different things can look the same. And yeah. so you talked at the beginning about how, you know, you were driven by this rage, like playing that basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
Andy's talked about how, you know, we want this competitive edge. We want this competitive.
That.
Right. We want
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
So my question for both of you guys.
But if it's at the detriment of hurting someone else, that's not good.
Right. Because you know there's going to be asterisk holes that are going, yeah. well, wait a minute. You know, no. So what my question is, just flesh it out a little bit more for the audience, is how do you know the difference between when you are being driven by the wrong kind of rage
yeah. it's like
and when you're being driven
yeah.
by the right kind?
It's like a UFC fighter who is fighting for his life and is fighting for his mission to be the best. And after he pummels the guy in the face and breaks his arm and he taps out, he embraces him and he like says, I love
There's
you.
Respect, right.
Okay.
He says like, I love you. You're a champion. You're a warrior. Like, I'm so glad we can be, you know, connect now in another way because
dude, people
as
think,
opposed to, that's right, motherfucker. Like, you suck. Like,
yeah.
that doesn't feel good.
No. And you know what's, you'll always regret that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm on very, in my business life, my actual businesses, I'm on very good terms with most people that compete with us
mm-hmm.
because I believe A, in abundance, but B, I've learned through experience that will only drive you insane.
Yeah.
And people think it's weird. Like, they're like, dude, how come you're nice to that guy? How come you treat that guy cool? He's like competitors with you. I'm like, maybe that guy, you know, that guy's in a place I was 5 years ago yeah. and I know what that's like, or he's in a place that I want to be in 5 years. And there's things you can learn from everybody and there's ways to get everybody to play together.
Also,
it's abundant.
Yeah. And you also want to have a good reputation in with your competitors, because what if you merge one day? What if you want to partner one day?
All the time.
What if you want to like refer?
It happens all the time. That's why I get so annoyed with small business owners who think that their marketing strategy revolves around talking shit.
Yeah.
That's the most worthless thing that you could do. And it
no
creates total
with
distrust
yeah.
with every one of your customers. That's another story. But to answer that question, I want to answer that question. So I think that there is tremendous, and I've said this, and we've done whole podcasts about this. I always say negativity is extremely underrated. Because, dude, if you look, let's be honest. If you look at what how you market yourself and how I market yourself, and you didn't people didn't know us, didn't listen to anything except go to our Instagram, they are literally polar opposites. You're all about love. You're all about, you know, being a positive guy. And I'm all like, dude, harness that negative shit and shove it down everybody's throat. And dude, but I think that, and you've said it just here in this podcast, you have both sides to you and I have both sides to me. It's just choosing the direction we want to go. And I think that there is, like I said, tremendous power in negativity. And when you're young and when you're hungry and you don't understand or haven't gone through the process of truly finding a purpose, those things can be very powerful energy to project you ahead.
Absolutely.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
It can be the most powerful fuel you'll ever have.
No question.
So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, like those quote unquote free trials that somehow still charge your card for something, or when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in the fine print. And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like those bills that keep going up and up for no reason at all. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have somewhere else. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included, but you don't take yada yada in life. So don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I've learned the hard way that constantly holding on to your emotions and repeatedly choosing to not talk about your feelings will only make you feel worse and worse. And up until about 10 or 11 years ago, I was afraid to talk about my trauma that I experienced. And I know we all carry around different stressors, big and small. And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to fit your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Lewis today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/LEWIS.
But if at the end of the day, after that's years, something's hurting you inside still.
Exactly.
And that's all you have. It's time to shift it or learn how to balance
it. That's right. And my natural progression, my short answer is you need both. My natural progression has been for most of the time until I was about 33 years old. I'm 38 now. So about 5 years ago, it was 100%. I want fuck everybody. I'm going to destroy everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. And people resonate with that message because they know what that's like.
They feel it.
They've been hurt. They've been told that they're a piece of shit. They've been called fat. They've been told they're crazy. We all go through that. And so if you're going to have that energy in your life, you may as well use it. That's my point. But, and we both agree on this, there will come a time where you will get to a point of progress and you will look back and say, man, I've made all this progress. It just doesn't, I don't feel like I have. I feel like it doesn't feel like I thought it would feel. And that's where the transition will start to happen.
You said something earlier that is probably the most profound thing of this whole conversation to bring it to wrap up, is that the ultimate alpha man is the man who supports others and lives in service.
Right.
And for me, that's kind of what I've found throughout this research, is that the ultimate man, or definition of masculinity, is living in service.
Right.
And you can't be negative and use anger and this like negative fire to fuel living in or to live in service.
Right.
Like, it can fuel you to get there, but you got to eventually shift to be like, you know what? The ultimate alpha man is like not the one who needs to fight. It's the one who can diffuse any situation because he can see everything clearly.
You're setting an example for other men. That's what alpha male is about. It's about, it's about being the dominant male, but the way you become the dominant male, which is counterintuitive to what everybody says, is by being the guy who lets everyone else know that they're just like you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And dude, we get bombarded by people who think alpha male means beard, muscles.
Aggressive, yeah.
Yeah, like, honestly, like, if you looked at my page, like, I fit the stereotypical dude.
Yeah.
Like, if you didn't, if you, big truck, big truck, yeah, yeah. You know, all guns, all the shit. Mm-hmm. I just happen to like that shit.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make me a man.
No.
You know what I mean? And I got tattoos, like all the stereotypical shit. I'm like the embodiment of that. And the funny thing is that people who from the outside that will follow me, who have never listened to me talk, have never listened to me speak, have never read any of the shit I've written, they would think that guy is like the guy, he's like, he's trying to be a tough guy. And the truth is that the reason that most of the people follow me has nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
It has to do with the fact, and this is kind of cool too, is that I might set that expectation. I can't tell you how many people email me and they say, dude, you're nothing like I first thought you were.
Yeah, yeah.
And like that's like the ultimate compliment to me because I get what they're saying. And what they're saying is that they perceive me in that that light and then figured out that there's so much more to it.
Yeah, that's the thing I love about you, Andy, is, you know, even over our texts over the years and just every time I see you in person, it's like you're so real and you share like your struggles with me like man to man. You're like, you know, things are great, but I'm also like working on this and it's like challenging.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, exactly. Right? And that's what's like, it makes you so much more relatable and I appreciate that about you and our friendship.
Well, likewise, so, bro. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's why I think you and I connect so good.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and people, you know, I think it comes down to, man, and this is going to be an awesome book for anybody to read, man or woman, because I feel like maybe you and I have gone through this process organically, but not everybody does.
Right.
They get stuck. Like I said, you know, their parents tell them, especially their moms, that we're talking about men now, you know, hey, you know, do this and have a big heart and care about people and do the right thing. And you go to school and you get shoved in a locker because they're like, you're a pussy. You know what I mean?
So you got
to
toughen up.
Yeah. So you toughen up and then you stay in that state your whole entire life. Mm-hmm. And that's where a lot of guys get stuck.
Yeah.
And it's a shame because I recognize that. And I know you do too. Mm-hmm. Like you recognize it immediately. Like when I see a dude who's like trying to be that dude and I can see right through it.
Yeah.
And it sucks because I feel sorry for them because I know that they're never going to be able to truly understand. Let me say this. The chances of them ever truly understanding how to really be what they want to be is very slim because they're not willing to let people see who they are.
Unless they get a wake-up call, unless they have something in their life where it's a near-death experience,
right,
where there's something, a breakup, a breakdown, breakthrough for them to be like a catalyst to be aware.
Right.
And that's what happened to me.
Right.
I got in this fight. I was going through a traumatic breakup, and I was like, something's not working.
Right? Yeah.
I need to figure this out.
So after 2 years of working with Andy, if somebody asked me, I would say all of the negative energy, all of the fire, all of the stuff you see Andy putting out is a competitive spirit ultimately motivated by a commitment to excellence. Mm. What it seems like in your life you discovered was how to rid yourself of the same negative energy and motivation, but one that was not rooted in excellence. It was rooted in insecurity.
Mm. Yeah, it was.
That's my take.
Definitely.
Well, that's why you feel sorry for those people too, because you know that they're so unhappy on the inside.
Exactly. They're angry.
Yeah.
It's not even happy. It's pure anger. Something happened to those people.
Yeah.
They got made fun of. Mm-hmm. They got dumped. They got, you know, they went through a traumatic experience like we talked, like you talked about, or like,
yeah, and he's like, it's never going to happen again.
They went through this crazy shit and they're just, they're angry. And like, dude, they're afraid to let people know what it is. And the truth of it is if they let people know and they came out, it would inspire people to follow them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dude, share your story, share the things that hurt you. Those are the things that make people relate to you. And that's what builds a brand.
That's it.
You know, and it's not just about business, but, you know, my brand and your brand, this is who we are 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Like, it's funny because people say to Emily, they're like, well, is he like that at home? Well, you know, I might not be yelling and screaming and shit, but, you know, I'm pretty like,
you're passionate.
I'm a passionate dude. I'm just intense by nature. And, but I'm not like, hey, you know, those cookies were 9 out of 10. You need to 10 out of 10. Like, that's not how it works, man. Like, I'm just happy to get some cookies, you know? But you know, I think also to your point, Vaughn, you know, for our mission here, which has always been to reverse the idea that everybody wins, everybody's special, everybody's a delicate flower, that's been our mission.
Mm.
So delivering a tough message that says, hey, man, look, we know it's fucking tough. I've been through this shit. You know what? You got to pull your fucking boots back on. You got to get back out in the f-ing game.
Yeah.
That's the message here.
Yeah.
All right. It has nothing to do with, you know, being this tough guy.
Right.
It's about being mentally tough.
That's it.
You know, and one of the ways that you get the most mentally tough is by being comfortable and confident with who you are. And one of the ways you do that is by sharing with other people who you are. And most people just never go through that process.
That's it, man.
They never. And dude, I'm so glad you wrote this book because there's really nothing like it. Like there's nothing, there's not a manual out there for somebody to read. You know, like if you were to, and this is the ironic thing about this book, anybody else were to write this book, it would be called How to Be a Real Man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And with the same shit on the inside.
Yeah.
Right.
But it says the mask of masculinity. And I love that about what you're doing because it, oh, you got Steve Weatherford on here.
Yeah.
That dude's a fucking stud.
He is.
If you had called it that, you would not get probably the female readers that you were talking about earlier.
That's why so many women are like, right when I show them this or say the title, they're like, thank you. They're like, yes. They're like, dude, oh my God, it's so needed right now.
And you and I, you know a lot of the same girls I know. Like, absolutely. Dude, high profile, high celebrity type girls. And they all, you know, like, I've talked to these girls. I'm friends with them. And you should hear the shit they say about dudes. Like, guys, you're embarrassing yourselves out there by, like, trying to be this dude. Like, this is something that everybody needs to read.
Yeah, thank you, man.
You know what I mean?
Appreciate it.
And I just think it's cool you're bringing awareness to a situation that can bring so many results in different ways to people's lives. Their business life, their relationship, how angry you are at the world. Like, these guys are like, I fucking hate everybody in the world. Well, dude, it's not that. It's that you're mad about something that's going on inside and what you're doing with the shit that's given to you and fed to you with the world is just turning that into that and spitting it back out.
That's it, man.
You know,
it's perfect timing for this too.
Oh, with all the social unrest for sure.
Well, there's just so much political stuff. There's so much, I mean, these killings that are just like racial stuff. I'm just like, what is happening in our world, man?
But dude, and people are like, why are all these people going crazy? Well, let's be real. Let's be real for a second. If you're on social media, if you're specifically Facebook and you spend any amount, I've cut my Facebook time down to zero.
That's good.
Like, I'll post and then I go away.
That's great.
Because
you get depressed if you're on there.
Dude, it's terrible. And it has made a huge difference in my personal happiness, as weird as it sounds, to give zero time to that negativity.
That's great. Yeah.
And, you know, Instagram's a lot more positive.
Yeah. You can choose who you're following.
Yes. And like, it's just way more positive.
Yeah.
You know, and, but let's be real, dude. We're so, the media, Facebook, social media,
peers,
all this shit is being dumped on us and none of it is positive. Yeah. None of it. And when you have internal negative energy that's spewing and turning and churning.
Yes to these things. Yes, they're right. Yeah.
Because dude, what's going to get more likes on Facebook? God, the world is a beautiful place and I'm so happy today. Like, dude, I wrote and I did this as a social experiment. I wrote a status a week ago that said, tell me something, the best thing that happened to you this week. It was on a Friday. You know, it was the lowest like status that I've had in like 2 years. I had literally 1,000 comments or some shit, like 300 likes. If I were to post, am I the only one that gets pissed off when people don't put their fucking shopping carts back? What kind of piece of shit doesn't put the shopping carts back? I would have 10,000 fucking likes on that. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, dude, people vibe with the frustrations and they don't vibe nearly enough with the good shit, which is why most people are unhappy. They're not taking the time to be grateful for what they have. They're taking all their time, all of it, and spending it looking at other people who have this fake fucking image and saying, man, I wish I was more like that. More like what? Mm. All you got to do is fake it. You know what I'm saying? You could be that today. Like, are they all lying? Like, the people you look up to, the people that you're saying that and putting yourself in a negative spot, they're all full of shit.
It takes way less energy to be positive than it does to be negative. Would you agree?
You know,
at least the same.
I think people are so accustomed to like rallying around the negativity. You know, that's why if you post something political, you'll get 1,000 comments. But, you know, if you post something like, hey, tell me the best thing that happened this week, you know, nobody cares about that.
Yeah.
Which is funny because, like, dude, I read the comments and they were awesome. Like, the comments made me feel fucking good. You know, it was, it's just, I've just consciously, I'm working on putting my energy into places that I'm going to get good feedback.
That's good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And not on negative, because I preach that, right? Like, don't let the negativity bother you, but sometimes it bothers you without you being aware that it's bothering you. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, dude, it's energy. It's not something you control. Like, if you have people or situations or habits in your life that are putting negative energy into you, don't think that you're going to be able to somehow put up your negative energy shield and still tolerate it.
Right.
Like, it's still going to affect you, you know? And that's been a big, big thing. I don't know how we got on this tangent, but,
this is great. Well, you know, you always ask at the end of one of your, one of your, podcasts, what's your definition of greatness? What's your definition of our greatness? I'm being stupid.
Of our greatness?
No, actually, what I was going to ask, of my greatness. No, actually, I did want to ask you, because I don't know that I've ever heard you summarize it. This is a success and motivation podcast.
Yeah.
What's your definition of success?
I think everyone gets to define success for themselves. And that's why, for me, I use the word greatness, because I think it's different for everyone. It's not like... success is usually about achievement. I think greatness is about more of a feeling. It's a feeling of knowing that you're on the right path. So my definition of greatness is discovering the unique gifts and talents within you to pursue your dreams, and in that pursuit, making the maximum impact you can on people around you. And for me, that's what I feel like greatness is.
You've given some thought to this.
I have. People have asked me many times. But I think success and greatness can be, you know, similar. Yeah. It all depends on how you want to define it yourself.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely it's a touchy subject for people, because especially like when you take a stance on it, like if you have a podcast, you say this is what I think it is, realize that what you said is the truth. It doesn't matter what I think it is. It's what you think it is.
Yeah.
And I had somebody on social last night, because I posted a video about that, said there's not much nobility and being broke and insignificant. And that's not, I could have used better words. What I really mean when I say that is this: there's no nobility in unfulfilling your own potential.
Absolutely.
And every single person, and I say that comment the way I said it, because every single person that has a fucking cell phone has the ability to not be broke. Okay. So that's where that's coming from. But the point is that I personally think that success is greatness and success are two different things. And I think success, you know, as I say, is the pursuit of fulfillment of one's true potential. And that's how I define it, because it's going to be different for everybody.
Yeah.
You were born under different circumstances. I was born.
Yeah.
We all start at different places. So you cannot identify success as money or car or this or that. And if you do, you're going to be very unfulfilled at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's about the process. You know, that sounds corny when you're 19 years old. It's about the journey, because you haven't been on a
They want to make
journey.
Money right now.
Yeah. But I wouldn't trade my journey for any amount of money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And greatness, you know, I think the definition you gave of greatness is perfect. Like, I love that. Like, you know, there's lots of people who are successful that aren't great. You know?
Yeah.
So I think it's a
it's a good call. Yeah. Like that. Yeah.
You know, there's lots of people that make lots of money that make zero impact on other people.
It's true.
You know,
and have zero fulfillment that aren't following their dreams that aren't.
Right. It's totally possible. Now I always try to tell people, like, hey, look, you know, the way you make the most money is by creating the most value. And I feel like that's true, but that's also a new truth because of the way media is now conducted with social media and feedback and all that. There's lots of people out there that have billions of dollars that made them 30, 40 years ago that didn't do anything to really
trading stocks
people.
Or right, something exactly. like that, you know? Yeah.
So, you know, if you can have both, that's a pretty good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. And there's nothing wrong with both.
Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. You know, you know, when we talk about, like, when you talk about the mask of material
mask. Yep.
You know, people hear that sometimes and they think, well, it's not, well, is it not a good thing for me to have material goals? No, it's a great thing.
I'm all for it.
It's a great thing. But it's a bad thing when you make it the focus of who the fuck you are.
Yeah. It's your identity.
Exactly. And that's something that a lot of people do. You know, they, like, I see this on Instagram a lot, dude, with some pretty wealthy business guys. Their whole brand is like promoting high end shit. Like they're fucking, you know, $100,000 AP, or their Rolls Royce, you know, their five Rolls Royces, or this or that. And it's like, dude, we get it. Yeah, we get it. We get it. You got some money and you think you have taste.
Yeah.
I get it. But how about we talk about how the f*** you got there? Mm. How about we talk about the struggles you went through? How about we talk about this or that? And if they did that, their fan base, their following, and their fulfillment would all go up. It's just a hard thing for people to grasp because it's counterintuitive.
Right.
Society says we have to be this guy, you know, the big muscle guy, the tough guy, the puffy guy with the beard and wearing a fucking lumberjack coat. Right, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, but the truth of it is that has nothing to do with it. That's just bullshit.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
So I think it's really cool that you took the opportunity and that you're using your platform, you know, being a New York Times bestseller and your social platform and all the following that you have. Because you could have you literally could have wrote 50 other business books.
A lot, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what my agent and my publisher wanted me to do, and I was just like, I'm not feeling it.
But this is a legacy book.
Yeah.
That's how I see it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This hasn't been written before.
Yeah.
And I think it's awesome that you did that.
Thank you. Thank you.
So it's a short read, right?
Yeah, quick.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, dude, where are they going to where you want to buy it? On Amazon?
You can get it on Amazon. Maskofmasculinity.com. You can get it. You know, all the links are there for Barnes & Noble and Amazon, but wherever. You know, yeah. Barnes & Noble, Amazon, wherever you want to.
Yeah, plug it up, Bo.
Yeah. Maskofmasculinity.com. Yeah, yeah.
So, guys, first of all, Lewis, thank you, man. Thanks, man. Good to see you.
This was a fun conversation.
Yeah, dude, I love
different
the
I
always
most.
Love our conversations.
Yeah, it's
like,
good.
It's you know, you're lucky enough and I'm lucky enough to have, you know, amazing contacts and relationships and guests and things like that and talk to. But I will say having you on the show is one of my favorite times because we do have, it's real conversations.
That's it, yeah.
This is the shit we'd be talking about if these weren't here.
Exactly.
The microphones weren't here. Mm-hmm. We'd be having this discussion.
For hours.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And that's what I appreciate about you, bro. So thank you for stopping by.
Thanks, man.
Drinking gluten-free beer, right?
Yeah, huh?
Drinking gluten-free beer.
Yeah. Well, Lewis doesn't drink.
I don't drink.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You don't drink.
You drink
that's
gluten-free
right.
beer.
But I'm pretty sure he'd be happy to sit here while we drank and they can make fun of us.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you very much, man.
Of course, man.
There you have it, guys. I hope you enjoyed this one. Let me know what you thought. For me, this was a powerful one just because Andy and I you know, come from a similar place. You know, we're both from the Midwest. We both experience different things as men growing up, feeling like we had to project and portray this different type of masculinity. And in some ways, it helped us. And in other ways, we've learned that there's a better way of going about life. So I'd love for you to share this out with your friends. Again, lewishouse.com/553. Tag me on Instagram and Twitter at Lewis Howes, and let me know what you thought. The full show notes is back on the website as well at lewishouse.com/553. Get pumped. Get ready. The game is about to change. I love you guys, and you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.